My experience with meth and prostitutes, I'm just going to say how it is. This is literally one of my worst experiences I ever had with crystal meth. Crystal meth was not my drug of choice. I was a cocaine alcoholic addict. I got sober 7/25/17. And one of the things when it comes to meth is sex. And let's face it, hookers and prostitutes do play a role sometimes into that, especially because we are addicts. Let's face it, man, we're dirt bags. We're doing the worst stuff in the world, and we're not living a very good life. And so this is literally the worst experience I ever had on crystal meth. And it was with friends of mine. I watched a friend of mine eventually relapse and just watched his life go down the tube because of this. And yes, again, your sex drive goes up when you take meth because it is a stimulant, releases a massive amount of dopamine, passes through the blood-brain barrier. So it hits your system harder, faster, stronger. And yeah, let's face it, a lot of times when we're addicts, we are doing some of the edgiest, just wrong stuff that you possibly can. And that usually involves prostitutes, hookers, just all sorts of just BS that we do to ruin our life. So this is my story. If you're new to the channel, hit the like and subscribe button. What's up, guys? My name is Eric, and I'm not a doctor. I'm not a counselor. I'm not a therapist. I'm none of that. I just share from my experiences and what I've been through in life, and just to help anybody who's going through this not feel alone. And one of the big experiences, this is my worst experience on crystal meth. Hookers and meth, you know, prostitutes and meth, sex and meth. I mean, that's unfortunately, when it comes to stimulants, is something that happens. And so this is literally what happened to me. This is my worst experience. I was with friends, and I had a friend of mine that worked for me. He was one of my salesmen. He hit me up, and his girl had left out of town. And I knew that he had done meth and had an issue with meth before in the past. At this time, I was using cocaine. I was drinking alcohol. I was an addict at that point, but I was a very good functioning addict. And he hit me and one of my other salesmen up and was like, "Hey, you guys, you know, free house tonight. Let's party." Great, let's party, dude. I was always up for a party, so we'll go over there. And when we're talking, we're like, okay, what kind of party favors are we gonna get? And I liked Coke. That was my drug of choice, and I was like, let's get Coke. Unfortunately, my friend salesman lied to me and was like, okay, I got a plug for it. Let's go, let's do this. So one of my friends went to go get alcohol and all that stuff, and we went over to a trap house. And if you don't know what a trap house is, trap house, you go into a nice, decent subdivision, whatever. House looks all right. House doesn't look anything out of the norm. Lawn's mowed and stuff, but you'll notice there are video cameras usually outside. Looks kind of abandoned, but not abandoned. Blinds are always drawn. We go in there, and right away I knew that this was a trap house. And the lady in there, I'm just like, it's just dirty. It's not clean. You can always check the stoves in a trap house, and you can see how dirty and crusted it is. Because you usually will have to walk past the kitchen, because why? Where's most of the stuff? It's usually in the garage. Because why? I don't know why meth addicts and coke addicts and all this feel that if you do the drugs in the garage, it's not in the house, like you won't get in trouble and you're not going to like saturate the walls of the house with the meth residue. I have no idea what it is. But yeah, we go out into the garage. Guess what? Garage, there's all these like just nasty seats and stuff all over. There's monitors, all the video cameras and stuff outside. And you're just like, I remember just thinking to myself, like, what am I doing here? This wasn't one of my normal connections, so I wasn't really feeling all that comfortable. Whatever though, because I wanted a Coke. So next thing I know, we get ourselves a nice little bag and he lays me out a line. He's like, here, man, do this line real quick. And not even thinking, I never really paid much attention. I trusted him because he was one of my salesmen. He worked for me, laid out a line, just vacuumed it right up. And as soon as I did that, I could feel it start to burn and tear up in my eye. I could feel this side of my face start to hurt. And it feels like you're snorting up glass shards. And I could feel it just burning through my sinuses and down my throat. And the drip and that aftertaste is not the same. And I realized that I ended up just doing meth. And I was not happy. I was like, fuck. But also you're in a trap house, you're around not very good individuals. So you're not gonna say anything and throw a fit. So I'm just like, cool, you know, let's get out of here, dude. And so he got his bag and we end up leaving. And I was like, dude, what did you get? He's like, sorry, man, they didn't have any Coke. They only had meth. It's supposed to be good stuff. I'm like, all right, whatever. So we end up driving back to his place. His girl was gone again, 3-bedroom house, nice little house. And that's the thing, unfortunately, with a lot of recovering addicts, we can build stuff back up, but if we're not truly recovered, we're going to tear it all back down. And so we're there, friend shows up, you know, alcohol. So what happens? The beer and the drinks start pouring. Both of them had done meth before, and they're like breaking open a fucking light bulb and throwing some in there, and they are just spinning it. And lighting it, and they're chasing puddles, man. And they're smoking. They asked me if I wanted to smoke it. And the one thing I never did is I never smoked meth. It freaked me out. And just even again, watching them like just puking up like purpleness and cleaning out this fucking light bulb and just the smell of the chemicals. I'm like, no, I'm good, dude. Like, this is not for me. But again, I'm drunk. I've already had some in my system. And I'm like, fuck it. Let me do another line. So I do another line of it. And again, I've been on Adderall most of my life. I know how stimulants work, and it's not affecting me the way that cocaine did. Cocaine gave me just big mood energy. It gave me a ton of energy, made me feel really confident, strong, and power, just raw. I felt like the Hulk. Where with meth, it felt like I was on dirty Adderall. And it just made me feel dirty. And my nose hurt, and my head hurt, and my back of my eye hurt. And as you can tell, my right nose was always the beginning nose, because the back of my eye hurt. What eye do I always go back to? And guess what? Now, all of a sudden, you got three dudes and everybody's kind of horny. And so this is back in the day. This is like 08. And so Craigslist was still around. Backpage is still around. So what do? We start looking for hookers. End up getting two prostitutes. Fucking, I think it was like $250 each or something like that for like an hour at least. And again, we're salesmen, so you could always convince them to stay longer. Hit them up, talking to them on the phone. Of course, have the cash on us. And here come two girls showing up at the door about 30 minutes later. And we let them in. Hey, you guys want to get high with us? And I hit them up and I was like, do you guys have any coke on you? And they're like, yeah, we have some coke. So they lay it out, and I even hit them up and I pay them some money because I wanted to do a couple lines because I wanted coke. This was my drug. So I'm doing a couple lines of coke, and they're like, well, what do you guys have? And so they bust out and they're like, dude, that's meth. We ain't touching that shit. And I was like, yeah, I don't blame you. And so finally it was like, all right, well, how are we going to do this? Well, meth didn't ever make me really horny. Meth did make me a little bit in the mood, but again, I was really frustrated and mad at myself for doing this drug. I'm drunk. I'm on meth. I'm in a house that's not mine. I'm going to be sleeping in this kid's rooms. And even in my brain, it's like, this is messed up. This is not right. So he had a pool table. So me and my other friend are out there shooting pool. He's like, dude, I'm going to take him back up. I'm going to, you know, fucking get it on. And we're like, all right, whatever, dude. So he takes them in the back, and the girls literally end up dipping out. And this is one of the things that usually would always happen, especially if you got so messed up, is that girls would dip out because guess what? This stuff doesn't work. And that's a lot of times what people don't realize. Like, yeah, meth and cocaine and these drugs make you extremely horny, hypersexual. But as a guy, it does not get hard. And so he got all pissed off, comes out all butthurt. He's like, those bitches fucking left. You know, they skipped me on my money. They wouldn't give me my money or money back. And I'm just like, whatever, dude. So he's obsessed trying to get more prostitutes and hookers to come over. I'm over it at this point, and I'm just looking at these guys smoking out of a cracked light bulb, and there's Q-tips all over the sink area. And I'm just like, what am I doing? Like, this isn't me. Like, I like to get high. I like to get drunk. I like to ruin my life. I'm an addict, but this is not my type of addiction. And I could see how these guys were so obsessed with it. And I'm like, I can't do this anymore. I'm done. I'm out. I couldn't drive. I couldn't find anybody to give me a ride. So we're at his house. They're still smoking meth. And I'm like, dude, I'm passing out. It was probably about 1 a.m. We've had now by this time about 5 different prostitutes come over. They all had coke on them, and so I was able to, you know, bum a line off of them. None of them wanted to touch the meth, and it's amazing because even when it came to prostitutes, they're looking at people laying out meth, and they're like, yeah, we don't want anything to do with that. I'm like, this is in San Diego, too, so some of these girls, you know, are going to, like, I was always the friendly type. I'm talking to them. Some of them went to Boise State and stuff, and they were making more money doing this than they were another job, so this was how they were affording school books and all this shit. Don't blame them. Whatever your hustle is. But none of them wanted to touch meth. So I'm like, dude, nobody else come over anymore. Because eventually I had to put down like kind of the boss's foot. And I'm like, nobody else comes over anymore. I'm going to bed. Don't fuck with my stuff. So I get into his kid's room. I'm on this like double bed. I'm 6'4". And I'm trying to get on this bed, throw off all these things. And I remember just laying in bed, just beating myself up. Like, what the fuck did you do, man? Like, why did you do this? How do you get yourself in this position? It wasn't my addiction that put me in the position. It was because these guys were addicts and they put me in this position. So now I'm sitting there beating myself up. And the one thing that anybody who's on Adderall, stimulants, ADHD can tell you is you have this ungodly ability to be able to sleep. So it took me probably about 20, 30 minutes and I was able to fall asleep. And next thing I know, I end up waking up. I always would set my alarms. I ended up waking up, I want to say it was probably about 7:30, because any nights that I partied hard, especially in the very beginning of my addiction, I was very, very good at always alarm set, always showing up to work, being very functioning. And I would not party hard like this unless I was off the next day. But even then, I didn't want to be there the next day. So alarm went off, get up, I walk outside, and these two are still up, porn on one TV, playing Guitar Hero on the other TV, and they've been up all night. And I'm just looking at just beer cans all over the place, fucking another pipe they made all over the place because they obviously broke the other one. I was like, dude, did you guys even sleep? And they're like, no, we didn't sleep. And I'm like, I can tell that you didn't sleep. I mean, there's pipes all over. You guys have been up all night. You guys have been drinking all night. You guys have been doing meth all night. I don't need to do this anymore. And so I ended up packing up my stuff and I ended up leaving. I remember looking back at that situation going, dude, I'm not going to put myself back in this situation. I don't want, this isn't me. I don't go to trap houses. I don't hang out with these type of people. And unfortunately, out of the three of us, I mean, both of those two ended up relapsing really bad. The friend that I ended up going over to his house, him and his girlfriend ended up breaking up just a couple of months later. And he just went downhill. I don't even know where he is nowadays. We actually ended up being roommates for a little bit because I thought he was kind of sobered up. At that time, I wasn't really even doing coke. I was just doing a lot of driving. I worked in Colton. I lived in San Diego. And so that was a long drive. So I would just drink a lot. I would stay away from a lot more of the harder core drugs. And it was one of those that I was like, I can't do this anymore. And we moved in together. Thought he was clean, and well, our place almost turned into a trap house. I ended up moving out, and I have no idea where he lives nowadays. And then my other friend, he ended up relapsing. He struggled with drugs all of his life, and that's reality. Some of us get sober and some of us don't. I mean, out of the three of us, I've gotten sober. I love my life. I have a beautiful life. I rebuilt my life, and I've had to rebuild it multiple times. I didn't get sober overnight, and I'm not holier than thou. I just never gave up, thankfully. One of my friends, no idea where he's at anymore. I think he's still alive. I don't know. I have no idea. He had two beautiful daughters though that adored him. I don't even know where he is anymore. I haven't been in touch with him for well over probably 15 years. And then the other friend, I actually still talk to him every now and then. He had moved away, done a lot of odds and ends, has struggled with drugs all of his life, but he's still at least alive. And that's the reality of it. I mean, that's the sad part. Out of three of us, one of us is sober. One of us is, I know, still alive at least. And the other one, who knows? And I share my stories just out of testimony for those who can relate, who understand that, go, man, I'm not alone going through this. Because believe me, life is better. Life is better sober. And I wouldn't trade a day of my sobriety for the best day I ever thought I had, drunk and high. If you're reaching for it, man, just don't give up. I started at about 23, 24 trying to get sober. And it took me all the way until I was 36 to get sober. It took me 13 years of nonstop trying to get sober. And don't get me wrong, there was long benders in between there. But eventually it finally took and it finally stuck and I finally was able to get sober. And it is worth it. I mean, hit the like and subscribe button, comment down below. I love to hear people's stories because our stories, our shares are what help those in recovery, those who are wanting to get sober, those who are looking for just some sign, some message, some word that hits you and you go, dude, I don't want to do this anymore. And at that point, you decide to start turning your life around. You start working on yourself and doing what you need. I mean, for the one out there struggling, I have a link down below to NA and AA. They are great resources out there for anybody who is in active addiction that you want help and it comes from you. I mean, nobody's going to get you sober. You're going to get you sober. And you're going to get sober while you're standing up or you're going to get sober dead. One of two ways. I'd rather do it standing up and be able to enjoy and live life than to think I'm living life and just killing myself. So for the one out there struggling, I believe in you. You can do this. Hit that like and follow button and just don't stop. You got this. It will get better.